Blog Talk Radio.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Dr. Catherine May's Blog Talk Radio program, Channel Panel. Today is Wednesday, December 23rd, 2015, and tonight is our special season of love and holidays around the world. We have a special program tonight. Tonight we're going to have visitors. They were lining up to get in tonight. Catherine said it was so fun, but we've got a special program where we have several of our Company of Heaven that are going to be sharing with us their top 10 lists for ascension. And we've got Serapis Bey, Archangel Michael, Sananda, of course, Mother and Father, and a special message from our twin flames. And each will be giving their own favorite top 10 suggestions and observations and hints and fun examples to help lift our spirits and tickle our imaginations. So that's going to be a fun program tonight. For any new listeners who would like to receive our channeled messages directly into your email, you can visit our website at www.whoneedslight.org. And hit the sign up button at the top and give us your email address, and you'll get our New Earth Times newsletter hot off the press with our messages from our friends and family and the Company of Heaven. We also have a Facebook page where our messages and other information are posted, which is Who Needs Light. This is Meg, your co-host for the program tonight. My Facebook page is Wisdom Within Meg Davis. And there you'll find health information around this ascension process and can send me any questions you have about whatever you're going through personally. Well, with that, we are so excited to welcome our hosts, Catherine and Christine, and start our Mary program. Hello, good evening.
Hi, Meg.
Hi.
This is Catherine. And I'll turn this over to Christine in a second, but I want to just let everybody know that you left out a very important part of the program tonight, and that is that Meg is going to be channeling her twin flame, Owen, and their subject, well, I'm not going to talk about it yet, but it's going to be fun. So here's Christine to say hello to.
Hey, welcome everybody. Merry Christmas. We're really excited about tonight's show, so looking forward to being together for this family time.
Mm-hmm. Happy holidays to everybody around the world. So this is going to be fun. Let's see. Do you have the order, Meg?
I do.
You do. All right. We've got so much going on tonight. I'm glad you are keeping track.
I do. So we're first going to welcome our brother Serapis Bey, and then we're going to hear from Owen about our twin flames, Archangel Michael, Sananda, and then Mother and Father.
Great. All right. Well, Christine is going to channel Serapis Bey. So I'm going to turn this over to her and hear his top 10 list. Here you go.
Thank you, Catherine. A warm welcome and happy holidays to everyone. Yes, it is I, Serapis Bey. Thrilled to be with you tonight. We were all so excited. We did all line up to try to get our 10 things on the show because it feels like a way to give you a hug, a Christmas present from all of us. Well, I was sure happy that I got a slot on the show. Because I think that what I would give you this Christmas, if I could give you one gift, you know, I am championing the whole ascension process for all of you. I'm the guy in charge of ascension, if there could be such a thing. Although, of course, we all work together as one family, as one beautiful group, all headed for the same thing, which is the raising of Earth and all upon her. But this Christmas, what I would give you as a gift is how simple ascension is and how you can't hardly stop yourself from ascending. You really can't mess it up. You can't not ascend. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, especially those of you who are on the front lines, as all of you on this call are. What do I mean? Because you sure have been rolling up your sleeves and working hard, and we're grateful for it. I'm going to give you my list. 10 tips for elegant ascension. That's the list of in my goodie bag that I got from Santa and am bringing your way tonight. So I'll go down the list and you'll see more what I mean. Just keep in the back of your mind and in the center of your warm heart that ascension is easy, especially now with all that you have all done, all we've all accomplished together. We have turned the big corner. Light is flooding Earth like never before. And everything is rising. So here we go. My first tip for elegant ascension is laugh. Laugh, laugh inside, laugh out loud, laugh more, laugh at yourself. Just let a rip. In one of the qualities when I incarnate, I always make sure that I get to have a sense of humor. It doesn't matter if it's dry or silly, just laugh. Laughter is from the higher dimensions, as we've told you before, and you raise up every time you laugh. Number two, don't argue. Now, don't argue with yourself. Don't argue with others. Don't argue with God. It's really a low dimensional. It's like attaching yourself to a weight belt. You sink like a rock when you argue. All kinds of things come up when you argue. Your righteousness, your entitlement. I mean, it just ushers in an entire storm. Crap that is no longer needed as you ascend. Number three, be flexible. As Father has told Christine before, be the willow. Be like the willow tree. He has also said, be flexible. If you don't have cake, eat bread. If you don't have bread, drink water. If you don't have water, sit quietly and meditate. Or I say also, fill in, laugh. So be flexible. If you accept things as they are arising, if with a simple acceptance, this is what's happening, that is the heart of being flexible, is to just accept what's going on around you. And the one thing that you have is to center within your own being. Number four. Be kind. If you're just going to pick one, this is a good one to pick. if you'd put all your eggs, all your ascension eggs in the Be Kind basket, I promise you would ascend. Again, that means to be kind to yourself, be kind to others, be kind in your thoughts, your actions. Now, what we mean by kindness is not someone's idea of kindness. It is the quality that you emit when you are relaxed and in the center of your pillar, when you're in your heart, when you're shining love, that kind of kindness that comes from your knowing. You don't have to be taught that kind of kindness. It has an impulse of its own. When someone stumbles, your reaction is to immediately reach forward and catch them. That is kindness. That is the kind of kindness. There's nothing superficial or made up about it. True kindness. We all have inner knowing. And that is what I speak of now. Number 5, be grateful. We've heard how many times the keys to the kingdom is through gratitude, through being thankful. The Ho'oponopono prayer and every doorway to heaven, to turn the knob is to be grateful. Grateful for what you have in this moment. Grateful for this opportunity. Grateful for your challenges. Again, it isn't living a philosophy of gratitude. It is quietly settling yourself in the moment while whatever is happening goes on around you, to the point where you relax enough, you center enough, that your natural state, which is full of gratitude, can flood back into the moment. Number 6, be generous. To be generous is to relax your fixed opinions and beliefs. To be generous is to allow creativity. It isn't just what you give of yourself. It isn't just a big tip at the restaurant, although those things are lovely and lift everyone up. It is to be generous is to allow others their path. It is to allow others to experience what it is they need to go through for their ascension, their lessons. It is to hold that all in a kind of easy way. Not like when you're holding sand, that old story, if you hold the sand too tight, it all runs out of your hand. You open, you don't have any sand. If you hold it too loose with your fingers wide, you can't hold it either. But if you hold sand in a gentle cupped hand, it's that kind of allowance. Being generous is allowing things to be easy, allowing others to be themselves. To be generous is to assume that everyone, including you, are doing the best they can, because you are. Number 7, walk outside every day. Yep, that's it. That's one of my ascension tips. And you can up it. You can light up your beautiful pillar of light, which is your ascension pillar. Lighting up the diamonds in your mind, the center of your heart, the center of your brain, and the center of your solar plexus, your divine will. Inviting Mother and Father to pour their honey love down on you as you reach with your consciousness, also simultaneously deep into the earth, the center of Terra, where you meet with her beautiful consciousness. You can up it. That is certainly, you are certainly ascending in every moment. You are intending and fulfilling the intention to light up your beautiful ascension pillar, your pillar of light. But even just to go outside, to breathe, to connect with nature, to feel the sunshine, to let the cold air splash you, wake you up, to let the sunshine warm you, to feel the rain, to put your feet on the earth. It is so simple, and if done daily, an incredible momentum will be built because your team and all of Earth and the elementals await you to do this. And they all will come and help you build your ascension momentum. Number 8, drink more water. That's right. Christine and Catherine are giggling because it sounds so easy. Now, you are literally transforming from a carbon-based being into a crystalline-based being, a body that will allow you to be a physical angel on this earth. You are ascending with your bodies. You are washing out what doesn't fit anymore, what was so useful in the lower dimensions, but that doesn't apply as you raise up and reach for the fifth and beyond. Drinking water allows everything to move smoothly. It even helps with your emotions. It allows everything to flush through. It nourishes you. It allows you to rest better and to remain more balanced as you go through these chaotic yet exciting and sometimes turbulent days as we build and build towards ascension. Number 9, choose love. Again, you come from your knowing. Everyone on this call and everyone born from mother and father, every soul has inner knowing of what is love. So in everything you think, feel, say, do, imagine, dream, choose love. It's much easier than you might think. It is the nature and fabric of who and what you are. It is your mission, your purpose, and the greatest booster rocket of all for ascension. Choose love. Number 10, I chose another important quality. Be gentle. Be gentle on yourself. There is no more need to be hard on you. When you hear the other lists that are coming, you'll see. We just love you. You are magnificent. Be gentle. Be gentle on yourself, and that will emanate outward as a way that lets everyone know the grace of ascension, what it means to return home. Because anything that is harsh, difficult, violent, hateful, is not you. When you are gentle, when you are relaxed, what comes through are your true qualities. Now, I don't underestimate how intense it can be as you are working towards your ascension. But I bring you this list tonight because as you do the things I have suggested, don't argue, laugh, be kind, be grateful, choose love, drink more water, just by doing and focusing and choosing these, things will come up in your life. And what will they be? They will be everything you need to have a peek at or make peace with or let go of that is not ascending, which are those heavier qualities: hate, violence, war, any of the experiences or qualities. They don't ascend. So any of those experiences that you kind of held on to or made part of yourself or your experience for a while, when you do this simple list, those things will come up. So what do? You turn back to the list. You look at those things honestly. You feel them. And then you choose any one of these. And you will rise right up and through it. More than ever before, this is possible because of how hard all the light workers have been working to pave the way, and because of all the beautiful, beautiful light shining now, raining upon earth from our Mother and Father God. So those are my Christmas gifts to you. Above all, the biggest present I give you is a warm hug and the knowing that you are right on track for your ascension. I love you. I am your Serapis Bay. Merry Christmas, all. And happy holidays.
Oh, thank you, Serapis Bay. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. That was lovely and so simple to remember.
So
and
simple.
Take us. Well, I think next we're going to hear from Owen. This will be a first for our show. Our dear Meg is going to, we don't want to put any pressure on her. Our dear Meg is going to channel her twin flame. Now, I know she's already discovered this, but you can feel it. When you channel your twin flame, you just open your heart and they slip right in, and then their words come out of your mouth. So it's really just kind of automatic, because you're talking to them all the time anyway, aren't you?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, indeed.
So, is Owen going to come through first, or is there something you'd like to tell us about?
No, I think we're ready.
Okay. All right, then I'm going to introduce Owen. Welcome, Owen. We're so happy to hear from you.
Thank you, beloved Catherine. Thank you. Thank you, Christine. We are joining together, Meg and I. Beautiful holiday wish. And we have been together, putting our noggins leaning forward, forehead to forehead, for a couple of days. And Meg has worked to open her heart to bring through this message from our twin flames. And I volunteered to try to organize, if that's even possible, the big, loving, sweeping strokes that all of our twin flames want to bring forth and put and kiss right on your heart for this holiday season, to bring more laughter, more joy, more hugs for all that you're going to be doing and who you're going to be with. So this is what we're calling our list. Top 10 things your twin flame wants you to know about them. And I know that your twin flame will be adding many more to this list as you reach and connect. So here we go. We are in awe of you and watch with amazement every time you reach a sticky place and then reach deep in your heart and expand your capacity to radiate more love and more light around you. Number 2,
We love when you invite us to be with you during every part of your day, doing the dishes, walking the dogs, playing with your children, at your workplace, driving your car, shopping for your families. We will be in your every breath if you will allow us. Open your heart and allow us to bathe you in love throughout your day, cuddle with you, comfort you, and laugh with you, just like our brother Serapis Bay said. Number 3. This holiday season, we would be honored if you would invite us to be with you during your festive gatherings, at every meal, at every unwrapping, with your beautiful loved ones around you. Number 4. Every time you reach for us, you strengthen the rainbow bridge between us, between dimensions, making it easier and easier for you to feel our loving connection. This also allows for more of the expansive energies to be anchored on our dear Tara, ushering in all of our blessings and prosperity. Number 5. We love to be your gophers. Ask for our assistance in everything you do. It makes possible even more dispensations from Mother and Father God for us to come to your aid. Number 6. We love it when you talk with us in easy conversation. We are happy to answer any questions you have about us and what is ahead for you. Can share with you the feelings of what it is like for us here in the higher dimensions. Number 7. It is not possible to put into words how much we adore you, cherish you, watch you with amazement, and expand with you with every loving kindness you offer each other. Number 8. We leave special things on your path to say hello and let you know we are with you. Open your heart to what is around you and you will see and feel our gift. Number 9. If there are any hard or unhealed places in your heart with any of your earthly relationships, ask us to come close, and together we will heal and soften all the edges or tightness, and you can feel your love flow easily and effortlessly to all around you. And number 10, we have an assignment for you. You are to come up with number 10. So when you feel comfortable and are easy and experience the sun of Mother and Father shining on you, you move into your pillar, you reach up, and you first are going to come to your twin flame. And you grab a hold, and you continue reaching up to Mother and Father, and then you will know you're number 10. Thank you so much for allowing us to be here, and merriest of blessings for this holiday season to all of you and your loved ones around the world. I am your Owen.
Owen and Meg, that was just wonderful. Mm-hmm. Wow.
I could really feel his deep, kind, loving energy. Oh, my. That was really a Christmas present for us. A gift. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Think of your own number, Dan. That's very cute. Okay, all good things to think about. Oh, I love these lists. Okay, next.
All right,
I'm
now we have Michael. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so here comes Christine again. And I'll let you introduce guess who.
First of all, Meg, it's Christine. That was brilliant. Brilliant. And I was, as you were bringing Owen through so clearly, his energy, his love, so beautifully, I remembered it was a year ago on the Christmas show that Catherine invited me to channel for the first time. And so it's it's a little family tradition, I guess. Meg, you did brilliant. Thank you so much for being willing to do that. And now you know you're a channeling. Thank you. Yes, and Michael's like, here he comes because he just wants to hug you and kiss you and. He's feeling very brotherly and proud, like he had something to do with it. So,
welcome, Michael.
Oh, Meg. Yes, it's Michael. That was fantastic. We are all up here cheering and laughing. That was, as Christine said, brilliant. Brilliant. You can imagine how much it means to all of us when someone reaches for us and the channel is opened and it's time and we get to speak directly through our words and energies. It's a big deal here as well. It's not taken for granted. And so you have the family here all in cheers. The deck, we see Owen on the deck near Ashtar, and everyone is cheering as well. So congratulations on your public channeling, Meg. Welcome. As you always get to welcome us, Meg. Now on behalf of all of your family here, I say welcome. Okay. So Christine... I told her I want to say 10 things I love about living on planet Earth. And since then, I've given her about 50 more because everyone, it's your brother, Archangel Michael. I know I just launched right in tonight. And I love you and adore you. You are shining brightly from where we sit, more brightly than ever before. And I did want to say things I love about living on planet Earth because it is really special. And it's easy because life can be so challenging, especially how life has come to be on Earth. It can be so challenging that although it is our nature to seek out and treasure the precious moments, experiences, and treasures of Earth, we don't... we're not even always sort of able to because the burden of living on Earth is also so much at times. So that's what I'm going to share. Get to know your brother Michael more intimately as I share with you some things I love about living on planet Earth. And I'm talking about when I'm incarnated in a body. These are some of my very favorites. Number one, snow. Snow is fantastic. Snow is crunchy, beautiful, angelic. It gives me feelings of wonder. When snow is falling, It is like the peace of heaven brought to earth. When snow simply covers the ground, it is a kind of moment of awe and just the indescribable awe that I often daily feel in the higher realms. But it's again, snow brings so many beautiful feelings together on earth. Snowballs, snow days, being a kid and looking out the window and seeing everything covered in snow and know you don't have to go to school. Snow sports, snow gear. I have always really loved snow. Number two, clothes. Yes, Catherine is laughing. I like the clothes on earth. I like them from era to era. I like them back in the so-called old days, pioneer clothes, Asian clothes, samurai clothes, all the way across Europe, and clothes today. I don't agree with this, the statement, clothes make the man. I know the man makes the clothes. And it's everything from the way it's so fun on earth to express yourself through clothes, to express your environment, to express your experience. Even if you notice the way clothes feel on the body, the way different fabrics feel, the way different colors make you and others feel. The whole thing, I like clothes. And you may wonder, well, but don't you have even infinite more choices above? Yes, of course. That's why I'm always showing up in different varied outfits to give you all a laugh. But it is different. We often dress more simply here, and sometimes we get creative, but being in a lower dimensional experience, it is different to have the choice of clothes and how they feel on a denser body. It's just so enjoyable. Number three, I would tell Christine what I wanted to say, and then I would go on and on and on and on about it. And it would lead to so many more things that I love. But this one is that experience of walking on the beach in your bare feet, when you're walking on the place where the tide, the water is coming in over your feet, and small waves are hitting your legs or water is lapping over your feet and the sand sinks. That is such a feeling of being alive in a third dimensional body. That is with the sun, or maybe it's hazy and the rain, or it's spitting a little bit of rain, or maybe it's a bright sunny day, or but just that feeling of the water and the sand and the earth pushing back on my feet and the air all around and the air at the ocean is all, the air is more charged, more ions. So just also that feeling of being alive, and that moment is one of my very favorite things about earth. Number four, the moment right before a kiss. You can close your eyes. It can be, and you can feel the moment right before, and I mean any kiss. I mean, close your eyes and feel the moment right before your grandmother kisses you. Right before your pet, your little dog, or your little cat comes up and gives you a kiss. We like it around here. Che doesn't give one kiss, our little dog Che. Che just will lick your whole face, and that's called a kiss. Whereas our little Bam Bam, she gives a little energy kiss. No, nothing touches, but you've never been kissed so well ever. But that moment just before the kiss lands, of course, there's also being in love and getting a kiss from the one you love or from your lover, from a friend, on the cheek, on the hand, on the lips. There's a really special moment just before the kiss. And, of course, I'm a big fan of the kiss itself, too. But I love that moment. It's a treasure to me, such moments. Number 5, fruits and vegetables and sauces. Yes, this is amazing on planet Earth. The variety and, you know, many of the contributions to Earth's fruits and vegetables come from all over, different planets, systems, galaxies, and you will be amazed to learn where they all came from. And when you imagine how far each of these beautiful foods traveled to be the delights that they are on Earth, they are delights for all of us. And the sheer variety is one thing. Then there's the recipes and all the infinite different ways you can eat them. And that is just so Earth. That's what I would say about it. It's so Earth. Oh, and then I made Christine add on sauces because I didn't want it to take up its own category. But the different sauces on Earth, I'm talking everything from curry to ketchup. There are sauces for everything, and the variety and creativity make food so much fun. So for me, fruits and vegetables and sauces. Number 6. One of the things I love a lot about living on planet Earth, incarnating on Earth, being in a body, and is when we descend, you could say, down into the Earth experience, when we're born and into the bodies that you have now. Yes, we've talked a lot about the veil of forgetfulness. And now we're ascending and trying to reclaim our knowledge and your wide, expansive understanding. But there is something really neat, really wonderful about coming down into a body and getting to put all your focus on that one lifetime, on the lifetime you're in. When you're in the higher dimensions and you're multidimensional and you have your focus on many, many lifetimes in many different so-called places. But it's really something to put all your focus and attention that you have in the awareness you are in the body. And that is one of the things that you may not realize at first, but is so special. Number 7, being sleepy. Now, that's this moment before when you're not completely awake and you're not yet asleep. It can happen at nap time, in the morning, at night. Well, first of all, really, everyone is cuter when they are in that state. Did you ever notice? Everyone is charming and just looks, everyone is so cute and just looks so lovable. And I love to see others in that dreamy state. And I always loved being in that state. Felt like everything's going to be all right. And you slip across into dreamland or the higher dimensions. Or coming out of it, you wake back up into life. That sleepy is definitely special to being there. Number 8, babies and animals. And for that matter, baby animals. Again, I'm combining categories because I don't think 10 was enough. Babies, everything, of course. I don't need to talk about it. The way they smell, the way they feel like they just arrived from God, the way they make us feel, the way they reduce us to our real selves with a a giggle or a sound or a touch. Babies are pure love, pure magic. And animals, I feel the same. I have always deeply loved animals, and animals, having relationships with animals on Earth is very unique. It's a unique experience. It's very different here and in other places. And number 9, I enjoy the experience of being able to go from wide ranges of experience and feelings and emotions, from being really sad to being really excited. Those swings aren't the same. We don't experience swings of emotions in the same way. And it is really a roller coaster ride to, in the space of a day, in a few moments, to go from sad to confused to wonder to laughter to excitement. And there is a kind of excitement that I have about getting to experience such wide ranges of emotions. There's something electrifying and creative about it. And of course, number 10, falling in love. It's the best to get to meet, and it can be anyone, anything. Of course, a partner, a true love, a deep love, yes. But having a dessert and for the first time and getting a big bite and thinking, wow. And you burst open. It's a new experience. Traveling to a new country, meeting a new family, finding out who you really are inside. That's something so unique to Earth as well, and to other places with lower dimensions. You go somewhere and you really can be quite a mess, you think, and then you wake up to who you really are and you fall in love with yourself. Amazing. And my very, very favorite is, of course, to fall in love with my beloved. So I just wanted to give you a view through my eyes, know me a little more intimately, as I have the privilege of knowing you. So happy holidays, bright family. I love you more and more. I am your brother, Michael.
Oh, Michael, that was fun. Treat, as we're all trying to ascend, to have you plant our feet right back on Earth and appreciate where we are. Oh, thank you. That was really fun.
It always is fun when Michael comes. That was great. Oh, you can taste
really
it. You
fun.
Can feel it. He describes it. Oh, my. I especially like the beach today.
Mm.
Rainy and cold here. That sounded great. So I'm gonna bring Sananda. Let me just get the computer out of the way here. Okay. Sananda was very funny when we were trying to make these lists. And I kept saying, Sananda, what are you going to talk about? What do you want your list to be? And he would hem and haw and sort of come up with one thing and then another. And I said, are you sure? My 10 favorite incarnations.
Okay, I just grabbed the phone, the microphone from Catherine, because it was so funny then. Everyone had come and given us the outline of their lists, and then Sananda was the only one left. I said, okay, Sananda. Catherine and I were working on them together. It's really fun for us. I said, okay, Sananda, what? And he says, okay, I want my list to be top 10 things I like about Catherine. I'm like, good, I like it. Okay, let's go. Meanwhile, I had just finished Michael's, and he was still in the background going, I like things that are crunchy. I like things that are... It was getting wild in here, but wasn't that great? 10 things I like about Catherine.
Oh, that's a good one.
And that's not what he ended up with, but
well,
I still think we should hold out for
that
maybe
again.
Years. Okay, here's Catherine and Sananda.
That'll be the night that I'm not here on the show.
We'll let Christine bring through that one. That'll be a good one.
Okay, so Sananda, how would you like to come in? Hi, everyone. What fun this is. Oh, I love teasing them. I do. We really like making jokes, but I'll get to that in a minute. My list is, oh, and here comes one of the cats. We're going to get a greeting. Uh-huh. Hello. Is she saying now? All right. So my list is going to be 10 things you can look forward to in the fifth dimension or above. Now, this is a challenge. And I didn't tell Catherine too much about what I wanted to say because I want to give you these ideas, these feelings, this information in a visual or sensory way because, of course, it's very hard to describe the fifth dimension and above when you're here in the third dimension. Because there's so many things that are so different and that don't exist here at all. So open your minds and open your hearts and just let me try to paint a bit of a picture for you of the fabulous delights you have coming, some of which you have sensed a little bit, tasted in your high moments, and especially those of you listening here who are open to new adventure and to new ways of experiencing things. So I'll just give you some ideas about how it's different and delightful in higher dimensions. Now, this gives you a nice contrast to what Michael was just saying. So you can kind of compare the things that I'm saying to what he was just talking about. Well, first, the choices in higher dimensions are unlimited. Let's say, for instance, you want to take a vacation here on Earth. You might go as far as Fiji, and that would seem fabulous. Or you can go to Europe. You can even fly all the way around the globe. Well, in higher dimensions, there are universes to explore. Hundreds of thousands of universes. Now, talk about choice. In higher dimensions, we have people to see and places to go with such variety and expansion that you could spend an entire eternity of your life and never see it all. There are planets that are completely different from your own. Some that are inhabited, some that are not. There are galaxies as far as the imagination can see. There are universes that have their own character. So everywhere you go in the multiverse, things have their own character, their own sound, their own sensations. The beings you meet can be similar to you, humanoid in the way they appear, or completely different. Well, I won't go into all the varieties there are, and all the colors there are, and all the shapes and sizes, but you get the idea. Choice is absolutely unlimited. And that's what makes it so fascinating here. Now, the number two I chose is multidimensional consciousness. Now, this is one that's very difficult for you to really understand, but I'll give you a little picture. We were talking about this earlier, and I was showing Christine a day in the third dimension. When you get closest to multidimensional consciousness would be, for instance, a time in the morning when you're with your family. The children have to be dressed, and they have to make the school bus. And you have to have your papers ready to go to work. And the breakfast is cooking, and you have to turn the eggs. And the toast is ready, so it needs to be buttered. And you left your favorite shirt in the laundry, and you have to make sure that it's dry before you leave in the morning. And you have to remember to put gas in the car, and so on. And the dog just went out, and you have to make sure the dog's back before you leave. And you can do all of this at once. Now, that kind of multitasking, as you call it, is a tiny, tiny percentage of what you experience in higher dimensions, what we experience. Not only can we think about different things, not only can we picture different things, but we can actually be in more than one place at once. You know, when mother and father say to you, "I touch your hearts," they truly can touch every single heart at the same time. And not just every heart on earth, but every heart in the multiverse. Now, that's very hard to understand, of course, but what a thing to look forward to. We can be in unlimited numbers of places. Well, even that's difficult to describe, because dimensions are not actually places. We were talking about this earlier, too, and we were trying to picture it. So Christine had some interesting thoughts on it. She said, imagine a time when something happens and it makes you angry and your feelings plummet. You're in a lower dimension. And then you suddenly find out that what you thought made you angry was actually something really good. It was that someone had a gift for you. And your feelings rise, and all of a sudden you look around and things look brighter to you. Things feel different. And then a few minutes later you get some more news, and it's even better than you thought. And your favorite person walks into the room, throws their arms around you, and gives you a big kiss. And you have that feeling that Michael described of falling in love. That is a higher dimensional experience. And you've done them all in the short space of time. Well, we do them all simultaneously. if you could call it that, since we don't have time. It's not exactly simultaneous. But you get the gist. Higher dimensional means greater love. And being multidimensional means you can experience love on many planes, in many forms, all at once. Now, number three, travel. Of course, you're all interested in this. Space travel is a magnificent thing. We have all kinds of spaceships. In higher dimensions, most of them are living beings. They are organic, alive. And you can, the variety of what's available is just magnificent, but also you don't have to have a spaceship to travel. You can. It's fun to go with your group or your family to travel in a spaceship. You can go as quickly or as slowly as you wish. You can be in your spaceship and travel across the galaxy in a split second. Arrive at another planet with no stress, no effort. It's like magic, isn't it? You can also create a home in a spaceship. You've heard about motherships. It's a place where many, many people can gather, like a city. So we enjoy many different ways of experiencing travel. You can also zip across the universe by projecting your thoughts. You don't need a spaceship. You can be very far away with just the thought. Now, of course, this is how we come to see you. When we hear you say, I want to talk to Sananda, how long does it take me to get there? If I was looking the other way at that moment, it might take me a split second for you to feel my presence. This is how we travel. It makes life very exciting and varied and interesting to be able to be in the presence of anyone on planet Earth, to focus our attention. We can do it many different ways. We can focus our attention in one direction, or we can experience everything at once. You might not think of that as travel, but in a sense, that's a kind of travel that we experience as well. I hope you're getting a feeling for what I'm trying to describe. I'm showing it to you as I speak. So, out there in the multiverse, and even in the skies around your planet, there are unlimited adventures taking place. Billions of beings interacting, traveling with together, encountering one another, meeting, and enjoying this fabulous experience. And it's possible because we can travel such long distances with great ease and no stress. So never again will you have to buy a ticket. Never again will you have to worry about running to catch your train. In the higher dimensions, it's all easy. Now, number four, food. It's very different for us in higher dimensions. We could go as long as we like, and I guess you could call it feed on the nourishment that is the energy of Mother and Father's light. We are designed that way. We are light beings. We're nourished by the energy around us. But we also have food. We sometimes have great banquets and celebrations, and then we enjoy having some fancy or different or enjoyable and tasty things to nourish ourselves. But in higher dimensions, the food is perfect. This means that when we eat it, we are perfectly nourished by it. So, this is one of the questions people sometimes ask. So, no elimination? No, of course not, because the food is perfect for our bodies. There is no waste. There is nothing left over. It's an enjoyment. But for the most part, the food that we enjoy is very simple, very nourishing. It doesn't take any time to cook it because we have the ability to simply take it from the replicator. And we can have just about anything we want. But mostly we're very busy, and we think of food as something for special occasions, as you often do here. So, perfect nutrition is really a lovely thing. You can look forward to that, as we do. Now, five. In higher dimensions, there is flexibility beyond your wildest imagination. Now, this is sort of related to what I was talking about, choices, but what I'm referring to here are especially the delights that you can encounter, colors that you've never seen before, flexibility in how you present yourself. For instance, I can present myself, as I sometimes do, as the one you think of as Jesus. And when I appear in your imagination, I send that image to you. But if I wanted to, I could appear to you as a horse or a cloud or a being that's 17 feet tall. So we have infinite flexibility in all things. When you see the flowers and the vegetation in higher dimensional places, it is astonishing. Fruits, well, a strawberry could be the size of a basketball. A tree could grow to be 1,000 feet tall. There are no limits. Beyond your wildest imagination, anything that can be created can be created. And Mother and Father have no limits to their imagination. So think on that one for a while and see what wild imaginings you can entertain yourself with. And they will be a tiny percentage of what you have to look forward to. Now, six. This is one of my favorites. There are more jokes and more laughter in higher dimensions. Well, we entertain each other all the time because we're joyful, because we love each other. Now, our jokes, we like to think of ourselves as being very funny, and we like to entertain each other and make each other laugh. But our jokes are always taken from the kind of material that is friendly, curious about each other. We observe the things we love about each other, and those are the kind of things we joke about. There is no such thing as a mean joke in higher dimensions. No one would ever do that. So we're free. We're very free to be creative with our jokes. Sometimes we like to play pranks on one another, show up in some outlandish presentation just for fun, make things appear just for the delight of it, and so on, because we love to hear each other laugh. Some of our favorite jokes are really to do what you might call a caricature or a presentation that creates the essence of what your favorite friend does. Well, you've learned enough about us over these recent months. You know that Michael is sometimes flamboyant, is sometimes enjoys being theatrical. So if we want to make a joke with Michael, we copy something like showing up in a bear outfit to remind him of how funny he was the last time he did that. So our jokes are really ways of showing each other how much we appreciate each other, how much we appreciate and are in awe of all of creation. It takes creativity and love and an expansive sense of friendship, and that's the joy of it. So when we laugh from our hearts. We laugh from our souls. And it's a way of embracing, showing each other how much we love. It's also a good way to use jokes here. So for those of you who appreciate comedy, you know the comedians who are operating in a higher dimension. They're the ones who are hilariously funny and never say anything mean about anyone. So, number 7. This is one of my favorites. Ease in relationships. As I was saying, we don't have any anger, we don't have any resentment, or there are no wars, there are no physical pain, so we don't have to fear anyone. No one has to be shy or hesitant about a relationship. When you encounter someone, you notice their energy. We're very respectful. We will encounter someone new. We will, in effect, bow to them, honor them, acknowledge their presence, their energy, and just enjoy each other. Enjoy experiencing the uniqueness of the other person. Because every single being in the multiverse has their own signature, their own unique identity. So every encounter carries with it something special, something delicious, something new. So every relationship is an opportunity to experience another person's energy. And this is true with your best friends. Of course, we have close family relationships because some of us have spent eons together, like working on this project. Of course, we've grown very close. We know each other so well, and yet we can never completely know each other. So there's always a sense of delight and fun when we encounter our dear family members. And there is always an exchange of love. Always. So you never have to worry that you will experience something unpleasant or disrespectful. Not in higher dimensions. And so every encounter is a delight. 8. Try to imagine this. Music fills everything, everywhere. There are delightful sounds. Even the trees, a flower blooming, the angel chorus, all beings have a sound. Now you, of course, being in this dimension, it would seem that that would be noisy and strident, but it isn't at all. Every sound has its own beauty. You can focus on a particular sound. You can just enjoy letting it wash over you. It's so constantly varied and so beautiful that there is always a delight to be experienced. For us, it's as natural as breathing. And it makes every moment of our experience a delight. 9. I started to talk about this a bit with explaining relationships. We have constant, enduring, close, and deep connections with family and with Mother and Father God. In higher dimensions, you could never be alone. We are always together, always surrounded by love. Now, this doesn't mean you don't have any privacy. It simply means that you are immersed in love. We draw closer, we move away, we experience each other more intensely, less intensely, depending on our preference or our mood. But it's always a sense of being in love. We can expand to feel the love of everyone we have ever encountered. We can focus to experience the delightful uniqueness of the person next to us, or we can do it all at once. You could never be lonely in higher dimensions. There is no such thing. You cannot feel alienated because there is no such thing as an alien. It's very funny to us how people on Earth talk about aliens. They're really talking about us. There are no aliens in higher dimensions. There's just us. There's mother and father and all the creations. They are constantly in touch with, and we can be in touch with as many as we want. So I think you're getting a sense of the kind of variety and choice and multidimensional experience that is possible for you, and you're just beginning to get a taste of it as all of you are raising your vibration, you're raising your frequencies, and you're beginning to catch glimpses out of the corner of your eye or in your dreams. You're beginning to see what's possible. Now, I saved what I think of as the best one for last. 10, being with your twin. I'm always in wonder at this form of creation where mother and father see to it that each one of us is created as twins, male and female. Of course, that has nothing to do with what we can do when we wish to incarnate. A male soul can incarnate as female and so on. But in higher dimensions, we are pairs. And it is the most delightful, easy, comfortable, familiar kind of feeling. You're just different enough from your twin to give you things to think about, things to talk about. Your experiences can be very different. Usually we incarnate at different times, especially on Earth. Well, I shouldn't say usually, often. We enjoy being together in higher dimensions, and as you raise your vibration, you also will enjoy being with your twin flame here on Earth. It will be one of the greatest delights for all of you, as it is for us. We have, Michael and Christine, Catherine and I, have often incarnated together. It is especially fun and especially interesting to be in various dimensions and places with your twin. There is never a dull moment. There is never discord with your twin in higher dimensions. It is a kind of harmonious and loving and exciting, thrilling experience to be with the one who is so close and so loving and so sweet. So all of you, if you haven't already met your twin flame, I encourage you to look forward to it with great joy and delight. As I've told you, there is no competition, there is no jealousy, there is no conflict in higher dimensions. We know that when you incarnate on Earth, you have relationships. There is no jealousy or competition. We know that some of you are married and have a partner, and that's just fine with us because we are family. And so, on rare occasion, there may be those in lower dimensions who are with their twin. But for the most part, you're all going to meet your twins as you ascend. So you have a fabulous treat ahead of you. Well, I'm not going to tell you much more about that because every partnership, every twin relationship is different because each one of us is unique. I hope you can see, as I look across the dimensions and the possibilities, I hope you see and taste and feel what I'm sending you. It is such an exciting time for all of us. We watch you grow day by day, and we know what delights you have ahead of you. And we can't wait to see what your next day will bring, because we see your light increasing and your frequencies expanding, and we know what joys you have ahead of you. And it warms our hearts. So, we have another treat, and that is that Mother and Father are going to come with their list of 10 things. And so I'm going to turn this back over to Meg and Christine and Catherine and let them continue this wonderful, fun experience for your holiday and mine. Of course, I've told people it's not actually my birthday, but that's okay. I claim it as my birthday. Why not? We can have any birthday we want. Thank you, everyone. What a delight that you're all here. Hello, Meg.
Yes. Hi, Sananda. Thank you so much. What a beautiful list.
Namaste, everyone. I'm your Sananda.
Oh, he had a hard tour, and he did really well. We were able to hang with him on those really expansive ideas. What a joy. What a joy this is to think about gave us.
Yeah, I was a bit challenged when I heard what he wanted to talk about, and I had a lot of questions. So I hope he explained it so people really get the flavor. That's what's important.
Oh, he did. Oh,
yeah.
Yes,
good.
He did. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to take a drink of water and
have
any other observations. We would love to hear from you, Meg.
Oh, my goodness. My mind is reeling. I'm sitting here, and Michael planted us on the beach, kissing babies and playing with our animals. And then Sananda takes us swirling through multi-dimensional spirals of things that all have a sound. I was like, whoa, we are experiencing our travels on the show. And everybody's head is spinning, which is really fun. And we love the challenge of expansion. It really does help to move us out of, not really a comfort zone, because it's not uncomfortable, but it's really good when they give us stretches that, and they help us when they put it in our mind. Sananda, we could see what Sananda was giving us in different flavors. It just helps us to think bigger and grow and imagine more in our own lives. So it's really fun.
What did he say? Beyond your wildest imagination?
Yeah, he said that several times.
OK, Okay, well, mother and father have a real gift for us. So I'm going to let them introduce it. I think mother is going to speak first, but they're right here together. So they have a lovely holiday gift for us. So I'm just going to step aside and let them come and bring their beautiful gifts.
Welcome, mother and father. Welcome.
Well, greetings, dear children. You know, this is mother. I love to call you my children. I know that sometimes some people on earth think, well, why is she calling us children? We're grown up. Well, of course you are in this body. But you will always be our children. Because we were there at the moment you were born. At the moment your soul was born. And, of course, the moment you were born in this life. Now, we're going to give you our list of the 10 things we love about you. Now, it was hard to narrow it down to only 10 things. So we'll try and be expansive, as Sananda was describing to you. You may be surprised by these things. Get ready to be surprised. I'm your mother, remember, and I know all about you. So I have so much to choose from when I look at all the things that we love about you. But I'm going to start with number one as how hard you try. We look upon you with awe and great pleasure when we see just how hard you try. Now, I know that brings to mind for you how hard you try to run fast if you're in a race or how hard you try to do good work. I'm not just talking about those things. We're talking about how hard you try at everything. Do you know? Think about how hard it is to be annoying. Think about how hard it is to spend a whole hour being angry. You have to really work at those things. And we watch in amazement and sometimes amusement as you grit your teeth and put all your energy, your intelligence, your determination into being, say, clumsy. You're beautiful. You're physically beautiful. You're remarkably intelligent. Oh, there's one. Think about how hard it is to pretend you're not smart. That one really takes a lot of concentration and effort to not reveal how smart you really are. And, of course, all those other things like being grumpy, that takes a lot of work to pretend that you're not loving. Because in your hearts, every single one of you is love because you are us and we are love. So for you, the most natural thing in the world is to be loving. Now we understand you have gone through difficulties and it gets to be familiar to be sad, for instance, or to be angry, or to be annoyed. But that's just something you learned. And once you allow yourself to drop all those things you learned, what you feel coming through is tremendous energy and love. But nevertheless, we don't. It doesn't matter to us whether you're trying hard to run a mile or whether you're trying hard to frown. It amazes and delights us because we see your energy, your spark, your uniqueness in everything you do. And your creativity, oh my. You are just amazing at all the ways you can find to be something other than what you really are. But that's okay, because we see you growing. We see you learning from it. So this is why we are so admiring and in awe of how hard you try. Now, two, what we love about you is the sound and the feeling of your emanation that was made at your soul birth. Every one of you, when you came into being, there was a sound. It could be a twitter, a note, a harmony, a whoosh, the sound of wind. Every single one of you, when you come into being, there is a special sound, an emanation, that is like no other. And we know each of you by that unique sound. I hope you get the sense, as I'm describing this, of the absolute delight and thrilling enjoyment, the absolute joy that we feel when we hear your birth sound. Number three, your uniqueness. You have been told there is no other like you, but do you know what that really means? Your qualities, your essence, your characteristics, you might call them. The combination of who you are is like no other. Now, even, as Sananda was describing, even with your twin flame, you have many characteristics and essences that are similar or in common, but each of you is unique. This way, we can appreciate every single one of you, every being, every elemental, every animal, every angel, every child, every planet, every star, each one absolutely precious, absolutely beyond value. In our minds, there is no such thing as your worth. For every single one of you is our favorite. How could it be otherwise? Because there is no one else like you. You are our favorite you. And that will be true until the end of time. Forever. Of course, there is no end of time. So look how long we have to enjoy you. How many lifetimes we've seen you through. And always we admire your expansion, your curiosity, your will. But your uniqueness comes with you from the moment of your birth as a soul. It doesn't change. You don't become someone greater or different. As you evolve and learn and grow as a soul, you become more of yourself. Well, it's difficult to explain to you because you are yourself when you're born. We get to know you. We watch you. We appreciate you. We are in awe of you. Every moment, you are our special child. Every single one of you. Four. One of the things we really love about you is your laughter. The sound of your laughter warms our hearts. It makes our hearts soar because, as you were told, laughter is a higher dimensional experience. And when you laugh, you come closer to us. When we feel, well, think of what it sounds like when a young child laughs. That wonderful giggling, rippling sound that comes straight up from their body to their voice as a gift to those around them. This is how we feel when you laugh. You're reaching toward us. It is a gift that we take into our hearts. And we hope that you hear our laughter as well. It is the laughter of joy and admiration. If you listen closely, you'll hear us. Five. This is something that we take such delight in. It's related to what I was just saying about laughter. It's the moment when you rediscover that we are real and that we love you. It's like the connection was just made that turns on the light. When you awaken and one day, one moment, there is a spark and you know that we're real and you feel our love, that is the most wonderful time for us. And of course, when you're there in lower dimensions with a veil, it's a special experience. It doesn't happen in higher dimensions because everyone knows we're here in a higher dimension. They know we're real and we love them constantly. But for you, beloved ones, it is a treasure. When we see you, turn your eyes to us and turn your heart and open yourself to our love. Well, that is so special. We love about you your courage, your grace, and your generosity. Now, a lot of you have had times in your life when you think, oh, I am just a mess. I don't even deserve to be alive, or I just messed up everything, and my life is terrible, and I can't seem to do anything right. Well, dear ones, that could not be further from the truth. Well, sometimes you get a little far from your heart, or you may have experienced things that are so traumatic that you try to turn cold, but always, always, underneath it all, there is a sense of courage that keeps you going, and a kind of grace and generosity. Well, if you have been hurt, perhaps it only comes through in flashes for a little while. But when you let it come through, you're astonished. You're astonished by yourself. And then when you experience the generosity that you just felt toward another person and you do it again, that, beloved ones, is infinite grace and beauty. And we admire you so. Now, 7. The moment when you are still, resting, quiet. Ah, we look upon you with such warmth. You may notice at those moments that the sunshine feels a little brighter, that the warm rain on your face is more tender. That's because we are looking upon you with great tenderness and love. For when you're quiet, you open your heart. You expand your imagination. And suddenly, you are in a higher dimension. And you feel us closer to you. We love those moments. Now, 8. Your imagination. Your imagination expands and covers everything you do. You're not aware of it a lot of the time because you think you're just thinking, or you're just walking down the street, or you're just chopping the vegetables for dinner. But we see entirely different experiences swirling around you. You're singing a song. You're creating a story. You're thinking about someone close to you. And you may be appreciating them, or you may be recreating them in your own mind. You're imagining that they're angry at you, or you're imagining that they're doing something that would make you jealous. Your imagination runs wild. Well, sometimes it might cause you discomfort, but if it does that too much, you usually pull back and turn your imagination to what you call creativity. But you see, you are constantly creative. Have you ever chopped a carrot the same way twice? That's not an accident. When you sweep the floor, you are using your imagination. The way you move, the way you see your floor, the way you think about what you want, the way you picture the place you live in. When you picture it, does it look exactly the way it is when you look around? Of course not. You see it all shiny and bright. You see it, the paint on the wall finished. Your imagination is endless. Well, you do take after your mother and father, of course. Now, number 9, your ability to love. We know that this life on planet Earth, especially in the last few generations, has just been very difficult. And sometimes you're exhausted, sometimes you're worn down to the point where you think you have not a drop of energy left. And then you're able to give your hand to someone you love. You smile at a child. Your dog leaps on you as you walk through the door, and suddenly your heart swells with affection. Even the times when you think you are completely unloving and unlovable, a small ladybug will crawl across the table, and suddenly you admire and send an affectionate greeting to the ladybug. When you're feeling down and you realize that the rain is dripping on the window panes, you think about, that's watering the flowers and the trees, and it lifts your heart. That's love. Your ability to love someone else's baby just because they're so adorable and full of life. And you feel their sense of life and resonate with it. That, beloved ones, is love. Now that brings me to 10. We love to see the awe and inspiring way that you look at nature, that you look around you and see the leaves starting to bloom in the spring, and you're awestruck. You see a beautiful sunset, and you can't take your eyes off it. You see a tree in bloom, and you want to paint it. You want to take a picture of it and keep it. You see the mountain peaks covered in snow in the distance, and it takes your breath away. You appreciate creation. You appreciate the world around you in such an exquisite way. It is part of your grace. It's part of your generosity and your ability to love. That you see a mountain and fall in love with it. You have a favorite tree. You have a favorite flower. You have a favorite animal. You're attracted to living things. Of course, we are in awe of the beauty around you as well. even the things that we create, we are in awe of. And when you see, when you do that, when you look at something and you see it with your heart and with your love, it touches us so deeply. You see how we admire you, dear ones. Well, since we're mother and father, we were given a number 11. The others were joking with us because we wanted to go on and on about all the things we love about you, and having to put them in a list of 10 was very difficult for us. So we added 11. We love everything about you. Absolutely everything. I don't just mean the hair on your head. I mean the cells in this lovely body that you carry with you now. I mean the spark that is your essence, the sound that is your soul music. Everything you have ever done, everything you have ever thought, everything you will do, we love. You see, there is nothing you can do, or think, or say, or feel that we would not love. Because you are our very, very special children. Now, Father is here. And I think he wants to second what I've just said about everything we love about you. Father, oh, he's smiling. Yes, Father. I'll let him have the last word here. And then we will say goodnight to you, or good morning, or good day, and wish you a wonderful, wonderful season. Wherever you are on the earth, we wish you the greatest happiness. And we know that you have a wonderful week ahead. Father, would you like to say goodnight to everyone? Oh, yes, Mother. Well, you have covered quite a lot of territory, talking about all the things we love about them. Like you said, it's impossible to make a list of all the things we love about you, but I want to add my maybe slant on what Mother was saying. I like to just think of it as your energy, your essence, your vitality, your liveliness. Now, I'm speaking particularly of your essence and your liveliness in your body as humans. You are especially delightful in that special suit of yours. As Michael was saying, there are some things about being in a human body in lower dimensions that are just lovely. Your beauty touches me. Your eyes are beautiful. The shape of your bodies are beautiful. And the energy you emit is like rainbows everywhere you go. And as you raise your vibration, your colors get brighter and brighter. And Mother and I laugh and hug each other for joy. And this season is especially delightful. So I want to wish you all a very happy holiday. May you feel joy and laughter and great delight in everything you do, just as we do. Namaste, beloved children. Namaste, all.
Thank you, Mother. Thank you, Father. Oh, that was music to our ears.
Oh, that was so sweet. They just couldn't find enough ways to describe how much they love us.
Oh, breathtaking. Thank you. And thank you, Serapis Bay. And thank you, Michael. Thank you, Sananda. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Christine and Catherine. Thank you, Owen. Thank you, everyone. What a sweet, sweet show.
You, Meg, on your debut.
Yeah.
Now, I have a special song I want to play. Someone sent me the link, and I think this is just so beautiful. It is a group called the Philippine Madrigal Singers, and they're singing a song called The Light of a Million Mornings. And I'm going to let it play for a little while so you'll get a sense of how beautiful it is. But you can find them on the internet, the Philippine Madrigal Chorus. So I want to dedicate this to Sananda. And if you like, all of you can add your dedication to your twin or to someone you love. This is The Light of a Million Mornings. And I will take the words from this song and we'll put it in our next newsletter because the words are so beautiful. So good night, everyone. Have a joyful and prosperous week until we speak again. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everyone.